Hi, I'm Paul. Welcome to Overflow Today. Author Rick Richardson has written a book called Reimagining Evangelism, and we caught up with him recently at the National Outreach Conference in San Diego. Let's say one of your non-Christian friends comes up and asks us a tough question, like, hey, are you a judgmental or mean-spirited person like all those other Christians out there? Richardson says, don't fear those tough questions. They can actually lead to trust. Yeah.
Tough questions are trust questions. And that when people ask us a tough question, if we can first of all ask, what's the trust question behind this tough question? It gives us a way forward, and we don't actually have to be equipped to answer every imaginable question. We just have to be equipped to begin to know how to deal with trust issues.
I was walking through the Einstein Bagels line recently, and I have a friend there named Sam. Sam comes up behind me and he says, oh, by the way, Rick, you're not one of those guys who believes that you're right and everybody else is wrong, are you? You don't think there's only one way to God, do you? And when he asked that, I felt like he might as well have been asking me, you're not one of those axe murderers, are you? Like, he had a huge trust issue. And so the first step in responding to his issue was not to power up with logic about the uniqueness of Christian faith and just to say, oh, absolutely, because he has a certain stereotype, a certain set of pictures about what people are like. And so the first thing I did was ask him, you know, why do you ask? And why do you ask with so much energy? And it was very interesting what he said. He said he had a cousin who sort of beat him over the head with a Bible and judged him for his opinions, and he'd been hurt and turned off ever since and steered clear of those kind of people. So my first step is just to apologize for that. I'm really sorry that someone communicated that way. An issue for people is not the logical answer that they're longing for. For some it may be, but for a lot of people, it's an issue of broken trust that they're raising. They may have a breach of trust with the church, thinking that they saw a lot of hypocrites. They may have broken trust with a Christian who hurt them or judged them or alienated them. They may have a trust issue with God when they felt like God wasn't there at a certain point in their lives. So they have this trust issue, and it comes out as a tough question. And our first step is to find out why they're asking the question.